News from Bermondsey. Tulips to mark stars' roots. Max Bygrave's son campaigns for 200 flower tribute in park. 200 tulips could be planted as a living memorial to local legend Max Bygraves in Southwark Park, where he played as a child. His son, Anthony Bygraves, launched the Spring Along a Max Tulips appeal online this week, as a nod to his hit record Tulips from Amsterdam in the early 1960s, and has received initial approval from Southwark Council, along with hundreds of pounds of donations. The household name of the light entertainment era was a real-life story of rags to riches, as Max, born Walter William Bygraves, grew up in Rotherhithe with just the clothes on his back and ended up in a mansion with his own swimming pool. Max, who would have been 92 today, never forgot his roots on his journey from the slums to the stage, his son told the news. It was pretty rough, Anthony said of his dad. While his family home in Kenning Street as a child, my auntie told me the only clothes they had were the clothes they wore. The only piece of furniture they had, aside from the bed, was a wardrobe, and there was nothing to put in it. The family of eight lived in two rooms in Rye House, with a front room and a bedroom, where a curtain separated the six children from mum and dad, Lily and Henry. When it came to rubbish day, Anthony says, they had nothing to put out because everything had been put on the fire to keep them warm. Dad Henry was a docker and a flyweight prize fighter called Battling Tom Smith of Bermondsey, who fought eight rounds in the ring in Blackfriars on the night of his son's birth. My grandmother used to say he was knocked down so many times he had a cauliflower bum, joked Anthony. The singing career of the stage star also had humble beginnings at St Joseph's Catholic Primary in Paradise Street, where he was a choir boy and even sang at Westminster Abbey for King George's coronation when he was 14. But it was as Max Miller who really caught his imagination. By the time he signed up for the RAF a year underage, he was a master of impersonation and delighted his fellow troops with over 2,000 shows during the war, where he got the nickname Max. During the war, he married a young WAF cook called Blossom, and by the time he was demobbed in 1946, he was already a family man, with one child and another soon on the way. He got his big break when he was talent spotted standing in for someone else at Finsbury Park Empire, and then ended up on the bill at the Palladium alongside Judy Garland. According to Anthony, the two got on so well that when she returned to America, she invited Max out to do a show with her out there. The whole family went with him, and Anthony remembers getting a ride on a horse with the 50s TV cowboy Hopalong Cassidy at the barbecue at Judy Garland's Hollywood home. That was the big break, said the 67-year-old, who said his dad never forgot where he came from. I never ever heard my dad say anything disparaging about Rotherhithe, said Anthony. He was a Londoner and proud of it. Much of his stage routine was based on his early life there, which he looked back on with affection. He accepted that it was hard and tough life, but he put it down, it was his home and roots. If you want to see the Rotherhithe boy done good, who racked up 19 Royal Variety performances and hosted his own television show, Remembered with Tulips from Amsterdam, visit www.justgiving.com/MaxBygravesCharitySingle.